Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, audio CD, indie podcast, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I'm the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. This script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly and Week 6 brought supported by a very strong OMV new highs for 2023. ATX TR climbed 1.96% to 7,270 points. Vienna Stock Exchange celebrated with ECM teams from all over Europe, invited them for dinner and personal exchange, a cherished tradition. ABN AMRO, Alantra, Baderbank, Berenberg, BNP Paribas, Citi, Commerzbank, Erste, Goldman, Jefferies, JP Morgan, Lilia, New Ways, Raiffeisen Bank International, Societe Generale, Stifel, Financial Corp, UniCredit, Wiener Privatbank were joining. News came from Wolfgang, IMS Osram, Voestalpine, Verbund Agrana and Vienna Airport. Spoken now by the absolutely smart
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 6. Monday, Wolfgang. Wolfgang Group has signed a distribution agreement with Enermec, an international specialist in the provision of integrated supply, operations, maintenance and engineering solutions. The partnership will bring hydrogen refueling stations to Australia and New Zealand's industrial sectors as organizations look to cut fossil fuel dependence from their transport fleets in line with net zero emission targets. The Australian arm of the Global Integrated Solutions will supply, install, commission, and maintain Wolfgang's unique hydrogen refueling stations, HRS. First customer orders have already been received. The two companies will cooperate in order to install mobile hydrogen stations in different Australian locations. The portable HRS design is particularly suited to sectors such as mining, where work sites are typically found in remote locations with fewer hydrogen refueling opportunities available. The firm's innovative technology allows hydrogen-powered vehicles to be fast refilled on a par with traditional petrol or diesel-fueled freight. Enermec has previously supported large-scale hydrogen projects and LNG projects in the Asia-Pacific region and has the capabilities to provide expert support with the full turnkey solutions. From mechanical and electrical services to full commissioning of the facility, Wolfgang Adissa, weekly performance, 1.45%. Tuesday, AMS Osram, Austrian-based leader in optical solutions, reports full-year financial results. Full-year 2022 group revenues were €4,819 million, down 4% compared to full-year 2021, influenced by deconsolidation effects. The adjusted group result from operations, EBIT, for full-year 2022 was €407 million or 8% of revenues compared to €502 million or 10% of revenues for full-year 2021, unadjusted euros, minus €161 million or minus 3% of revenues for 2022. The company announced that it currently expects to start recording relevant revenues from its leading micro-LED technology in 2025. The company's significant deep customer engagement in this area confirms AMS Osram's strategic leadership position in smallest structure size micro-LED technology, as well as its front-runner position for high-volume industrialization of this next-generation technology. The company has qualified Extranext G5 plus CMG10 Aspen MOCVD systems on 200mm wafers for a micro-LED application. Already in spring 2022, AMS Osram had announced plans to create additional manufacturing capacity in 200mm, allowing production of LED and micro-LED at its existing location in Malaysia, AMS, weekly performance, minus 23.58%. Wednesday, Voestalpine. In the first 9 months of the business year 2022-23, the Voestalpine Group succeeded in boosting revenue by 29.3% year-on-year, from €10.5 billion to €13.6 billion. EBITDA rose by 23.4% to €1.9 billion. Profit after tax jumped by 23.9% to €864 million. In the first 9 months of the current business year, there was extremely strong demand for our high-quality products, especially in the energy, aerospace, and railway systems segments, we also succeeded in passing on the rising costs of raw materials and energy in most business segments. The very good results are once again a reflection of our global positioning and sectoral diversification, says CEO Herbert Ebensteiner of Ostalpine Weekly. Performance, 4.04%. Thursday, Verbund, Austrian utility Verbund and Mazda have signed a memorandum of understanding, MO, to explore renewable hydrogen generation for the Central European market. The MO was signed in Abu Dhabi and the two companies will cooperate on developing pathways to produce and export renewable hydrogen to Central Europe, specifically Austria and southern Germany. Verbund, weekly performance, -1.43%. Friday, Agrana, this year, the fruit, starch and sugar group Agrana is again attending the world's largest trade fair for organic foods, the Biofetch Fair in Nuremberg, 14 to February 17, 2023, Hall 1, Stand 565, where it will be presenting its diverse range of organic products. With production facilities in 25 countries worldwide, all of the company's business segments supply both local producers as well as large international players in the downstream food processing industry with a wide portfolio of organic products. Our extensive range of organic products ensures that we can satisfy the diverse requirements of our customers. In line with the ongoing trend towards organic foods, we will continue developing our organic range and rely here in product development on our many years of expertise and synergies in all business segments, stresses Agrana CEO Markus Mullison. Agrana, weekly performance, 2.38%. Vienna Airport, Airports Group Europe SARL, an indirect subsidiary of IFM Global Infrastructure Fund, announced that in total 2,834.012 shares in Flughafenwien have been tendered into its voluntary partial public offer during the acceptance period and the extended acceptance period, which ended on February 8, 2023. This corresponds to approximately 3.37% of the entire share capital of Flughafenwien AG. The offer price of €34 per offer share cum dividend will be paid to shareholders of Flughafenwien AG, who have accepted the offer during the acceptance period or the extended acceptance period, within 10 trading days after the end of the extended acceptance period, i.e. until February 22, 2023, at the latest. We are very pleased with the result of the public offer and the considerable interest from investors, said Werner Kerskl, executive director of IFM Investors. The increase in our investment reflects a long-term, responsible commitment to Flughafenwien and Austria as a place to invest. As the largest shareholder of the airport, we look forward to continuing our engagement with the other shareholders, the supervisory board and management, and to working in the best interests of Flughafenwien. Flughafenwien, weekly performance, 1.03%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.